All right, guys, I'm excited about this one. This is one of the tequilas that I absolutely love, Tao Tequila. And these guys have been so good to me. I actually won this at the Saburo Kotora Chicagoland event. Check this out. I was lucky enough to have the winning card to win this, and I'm all decked out today. I got the shirt on and everything, right? These guys have been great to me. Martin, he's a CPA in Mexico. He speaks no English, and every time he and I are together, I understand everything that he's saying because we both speak tequila. And he has made a fantastic tequila along with master distiller Sergio Cruz using the Vincas Agaves coming from Los Altos area there in Arandas. They're using everything that you have at NOM 1414. You've got a fantastic stone brick oven. You got an awesome roller mill that they have there. They also now have a Tohono, so I can't wait to see what's going to come out next. They got pine fermentation tanks. They got big stainless steel fermentation tanks. These guys are using the stone oven, the roller mill, the open stainless steel spontaneous fermentation with a little bit of champagne yeast. They're using the Mozart method. They're playing music the whole time, making sure that that yeast is happy and the tequila that they're making. Going into twice distilled distillation, they've got one big giant still for Ordinario. And from there, they're going into these smaller pot stills that are all copper to make their Blanco. This is a standard Blanco, your regular 40 ABV 80 proof tequila. Their bottle is so cool and their logo is so cool. I can't wait to set up an interview with both Martin and Edgar because Martin speaks no English and I don't speak enough Spanish to conduct that interview. We're going to have Edgar, one of his friends, come along and kind of do some translating for us. Now, I purchased this bottle of tequila. Edgar helped me find it at Cost. Down in Texas, and they shipped it up to me. So this is something that they worked hard for me to get, and I really appreciate all their help. And so let's dive into this one and give it a nose and a taste. Now, this is a tequila that I've already had. I've tasted this bottle. I also had the opportunity to drink this in Arandas, sitting down at El Ranchillo at the actual distillery there at the Vivanca 1414 distillery. And I drank this right there with both Martin and Sergio and some friends. It was a great time. And this, I can already tell you, I know it. It's a fantastic tequila. One of the things I didn't mention is they are using a deep well water for this. And all of the tequilas at 1414 have a great like fingerprint of the taste. I think part of that is the agaves that they get and their process, their roller mill, their spontaneous fermentation. But I think their water has a good portion of that as well. And I really love all the tequilas from there. And this one is really fantastic. This is really high rated on the Tequila Matchmaker website. It's like an 87, both community and panel. So that means people like it. And it's got a lot of great supporters and a lot of great flavors. So let's jump into the nose. Wow. So on the nose, you get cooked agave. And this one is the first one I've had in a few reviews where I get that wet earth or pedrichor smell. I get a lot of minerality and that smell of like concrete when it's rained in the afternoon in Florida and that smell that comes up, or a little bit of just wet dirt, like you're digging and you get that smell of the earth that's really wet. The minerality in this one is really strong. So this got a really great flavor profile. There's a little bit of a citrus note, but it's kind of buried to me tonight in more of that earthy minerality. Let's dive into the taste. Okay, I get that cooked agave, but one of the flavors I get on Tao a lot, and maybe it's just in my brain, is a taste of pine or juniper, like this really nice hint of this pine before it goes into like a floral citrus flavor. And all that minerality and that concrete flavor that was in the nose doesn't hit me in the front. It kind of shows up in the back as that sweetness kind of turns into a nice peppery, almost green pepper type finish. This has got such a neat flavor profile for me. I get a pedrichor and minerality, and I get a cooked agave in the beginning, and then I get this cleanness in the finish, even with a little bit of mint as we're talking, because the finish just keeps going. Yeah, that pedrichor, that pine, then into that citrus, into that minerality, into that really jalapeno green pepper clean finish. This is a really great tequila. The finish lingers for a long time. I really like that tingling in the back of the mouth that doesn't stop. Just did a review of the Repo, and the Repo to me was really fantastic. And now I know why. It's because the Blanco that went into that Repo is awesome. Check this one out. Go to their website, Towel Tequila. I'll put it in the description so you can click on their website. And man, I hope I get to do an interview with these guys soon. One, I wanted to say thanks for this amazing leather apron. I'm going to use it when I do tastings, and I probably ought to use it to not spill stuff on me like I do all the time. And thanks for all your support, Martin. Edgar, thanks for helping me get these bottles. Sergio Cruz, thanks for being such a cool guy and making amazing tequila. Check them out. Towel Tequila. It's a great one. Have a great night, guys.